I do love reading what Brian Ingpen has to say about shipping and the sea, and I have so enjoyed what is his ninth book. It's called Cape Town's Dockland, and perhaps it's his most personal because it recalls many of the experiences that he had as a very young man, a young boy rather, visiting the docks in the 50s with his father. And there's some wonderful photographs of the historical part of Cape Town's Dockland as well. He's on the line to us now. Hello, Brian.
Good day, John. How are you?
Very well. And you, yeah. This very much a labor, not really a labor, but, you know, the phrase we use is a labor of love. There's enormous affection in this book for your subject matter.
Thanks, John. I must say I enjoyed doing it and it brought back many memories of my own while I was doing it. So, yeah, it was a great rekindling of my own younger days and, of course, not so younger days as well. But shipping has always been a passion, and I thoroughly enjoyed doing it.
I love the fact that you took rides on, you were able to catch rides on tugs. Can't do that anymore, but you were able to do that as a young man.
Yeah, every Saturday or Sunday, school holidays and things, down to the harbour, and sit on the tug jetty and wait for the tug to prepare to go off to a sister ship to sea or to bring one in. And just make pleading gestures to the tugmaster, and we were always accepted on board. And many of those tugmasters knew that they themselves had sat on the tug jetty in some port or other, pleading with somebody to let them on board. So it was great fun, and we learned such a lot. It was just a wonderful, wonderful experience.
And yet, Brian, yes, you were in the Navy as your military service, which was 9 months when you did it, but you decided rather to go into the classroom and in various ways, first as a teacher, then as a headmaster, and then as the founder and then principal of the Maritime School out in Simonstown. Your career was in the classroom rather than at sea. Why was that?
Yeah, it was a personal decision of a change in career. I'd been a Safarine as well, and just decided that teaching was a bit of a calling for me, and off I went. And thoroughly enjoyed 46 years. Some years, some days pretty tough, others fantastic. And through it, met a lot of excellent colleagues and also some excellent young people. And of course, the Law Hill experience at Simonstown was just wonderful because it was a combination of profession and hobby. And so I had double dose of both. It was just wonderful.
I mean, in the 50s and 60s, when you were going down to the dock and exploring the dock, and it was open to the public in an almost completely unsecured way, when did that stop? At what point did it become more difficult for somebody who might have become another Brian Ingpen to get the sort of seminal experiences that you had that turned you into who you are?
I think the second Suez closure was where they did close the harbour off a little bit, although one could still get in. But the turning point came just after 9/11 when security measures were put in place, and unfortunately the harbour got closed off. And, you know, Cape Townians had always enjoyed being part of the harbour. People had gone down there, the breakwater was open. People fished there not just for pleasure, but also many people fished for their food off the breakwater. And it was just a lovely, leisurely walk out to the end of the breakwater, wonderful view of the mountain. And, of course, for me, the passing ships were the attraction.
And so, one of the attractions in this book, Brian, it's a coffee table book, that's the format, are the wonderful photographs. And there's a story to how those photographs came into your possession.
Yeah, I used to wander the harbour with George Young, who for 40-something years wrote the shipping column of the Cape Times. And in those days, the shipping column, the Cape Times, came out 6 days a week. So he filled the column for 6 days a week. And during the school holidays, I wished to wander around the harbour with him. And that was just an amazing experience. And after he passed away, his son Rob offered me the collection of photographs that his father had collected over 40-something years. And it was just an amazing collection of ships going back to 1929. And so some of those are in the book. The majority of the photographs probably come out of there, but also my own collection, my son's collection, and other people who kindly lent me, gave me permission to use their photographs.
I had enormous pleasure paging through the book. I'd sort of do a couple of pages and set aside, and the next day pick it up and go back to some of the photographs that I remembered from the previous day's exposure. I know it's available via emailing you, brian@capeports.co.za. Is it in any of the bookshops as well, Brian?
It's in Select Books in Harfield Village in Claremont. So they've got a couple of copies as well.
It really is such a delight for anybody who's even vaguely interested in the sea and the harbour, and anybody who lives in a nautical city like Cape Town should be so interested. Brian, thank you very much, and well done on a lovely book. Brian Ingpen, the book is called Cape Town's Dockland, available at brian@capeports.co.za and Select Books in Harfield Village.